It is time again for Checkoff Chat, feature brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And as I always say, dairy farmers, don't forget that involves you as well. You can find more details at beeftips.com or on the social media stream. Just look for Wisconsin Beef Council. And also by our friends at Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, equitycoop.com, for all your livestock marketing needs. A happy partner along with us here on Checkoff Chat. In studio with us is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, Tammy Vossen. Happy May is Beef Month. You know, I'll be honest, I'm still trying to get in the groove with May being Beef Month instead of a month farther into summer. But boy, I'll tell you, with the way the weather's been treating us, especially this week, Tammy, full on with May beef celebrations, huh?
Absolutely. It is certainly time to gear up the grills and get some beef burgers or steaks or whatever your choice of choice beef cut is to be getting onto the grill. It certainly is refreshing to have this warmer weather to help us celebrate May Beef Month and the cattle farmers that we have across our state that are producing high quality, sustainable beef for our consumers.
Let's talk a little bit. It's not, you know, really the weather only encourages us more, but the Wisconsin Beef Council partners with a lot of different groups doing a lot of different things through the month of May to target a lot of different audiences with the nutritious protein message about beef, the economy. Boy, I'll tell you, talk about people shopping with their pocketbook, that side of the beef story. What do you got planned this May, Tammy?
Right. So we are continuing into May of 22, our Burgers and Buns Fun Run. So we kicked off a virtual run last year, which we had such great response for. So we decided to continue that here in 22. But we're also adding an in-person component to that this year. So if you're still interested, that in-person event is going to be held this Saturday, May 14th. It's going to be at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center over in Manitowoc. So you can sign up on our website at beeftips.com. With that registration, you'll receive a great beef swag kit when you show up for that in-person race. But we're also going to be grilling some beef burgers for all of our participants that day. And there will be some fun and educational stations that everybody can learn a little bit more about the Wisconsin beef industry by being a part of that.
Yeah, I know that I saw the social media post trying to make sure that if there's a beef producer, then it can assist with live animals nearby. They're looking for that assistance as well. But that's beautiful country right there in Manitowoc, right off of I-39, but it's actually I-43, and should be hopefully a beautiful warm day. Now, that's not the only way that people can participate in May is Beef Month celebrations. I mean, literally every week you guys have something going on, it seems.
Yeah, we really do. And I do want to mention, going back to the race there for a moment, all of the proceeds from that race are going to be going back to Feeding Wisconsin. So as you mentioned, everybody is looking more closely at their checkbooks today. We know that there are more and more folks out there that are having challenges with figuring out where that next meal is going to come for their family. So all proceeds, whether it's our virtual or in-person race, will be going to Feeding Wisconsin.
Very nice.
But to talk about some of the other activities that we have coming up here through the rest of the month of May, May 20th through the 27th, we are so excited to be bringing back Madison Burger Week. So in a partnership with the Cap Times here in Madison, we are having several Madison-based restaurants who are either creating a new burger recipe to feature on their menus next week, or maybe it's one that they've already had that they just really want to highlight over the course of the week. And what restaurants do in order to participate in this event is they make a donation to the River Food Pantry. And with that, we have the opportunity as consumers to travel to as many of those restaurants within the Madison area to sample their burgers and then vote for our favorite. So it really is a great chance to get out, to support those local restaurants who have had many challenges through the pandemic but are really looking to rebound and get customers back into their doors. So again, that's May 20th through the 27th. I just Googled this morning, Madison Burger Week 2022, if you want to try to find more information about those participating restaurants. months.
Yeah, and I'm sure that we'll be posting it at beeftips.com. And I know normally Midwest Farm Report likes to tag up with the Wisconsin Beef Council because we try to sample in advance so that we can give you some, I don't want to say highs or lows, but some ideas of what you're in for when it comes to the sampling of burgers. We'll see if the schedule allows. But again, folks, remember, like we said, if you're making a trip into town that week of May 20th, excellent opportunity to try something a little different at maybe a different location than what you're accustomed to or you're normally at. And it's all around the Madison area. No matter what side of town, north, south, east, west, there are folks participating. Like Tammy said, beeftips.com. I'm sure they'll have information up there, and or just Google it, Beef Burger Week Madison 2022. Now, like I said, some things are not just about the physical experience, although we are welcoming those back. You also keep quite a cadre of information online for people that want to learn the message of Wisconsin beef, meet those producers, maybe a recipe, like we said, with sensitivity to people's budget. It's all there at beeftips.com.
It really is. And that's, you know, the great thing about the versatility of beef is that if you find a cut that maybe is a little out of your budget these days, we actually have got a couple of different graphics on our website that are roast swaps and steak swaps. So looking at maybe more of the higher end, if you're, you know, trying to, again, pay attention to your budget, we've got some suggestions on there that you can swap out some different steaks to put onto the grill that are going to be bringing that price point down a little more. So whether you're bringing over a big family to do a Memorial Day celebration, or if you're just looking for a easy weeknight meal, we've got all of those. And actually, here during the month of May, all of Angie's TV segments that she is doing will be focusing on going back to burgers. We have National Beef Burger Day on May 28th, and she has got a variety of burger recipes that she'll be doing on TV. You can find them on our website at beeftips.com as well. Everything from Southern Charm types of burgers featuring like a peach chutney to an Oktoberfest burger recipe. So lots of diversity there if you're looking to shake things up during the week.
Excellent. And there's also stories about our Wisconsin beef producers that are available at beeftips.com and newsletters that you can sign up for if you want to continue to receive that nutrition information and good guidance on recipes. I mean, you guys really are working. May is the month we like to shine, but you guys are working on this information dissemination all the time.
Absolutely. And I do encourage folks to also check out our Facebook page, again, just Wisconsin Beef Council. And what we are doing here, Caitlin, on our team during the month of May is featuring Takeover Tuesday. So you'll really get some of those stories about who it is that is raising beef and dairy cattle within our state and their stories to share, whether it be about how they care for their animals on a daily basis or the sustainability message that they have to share. We've been talking a lot about sustainability lately, and a fact that has just kind of come to the top of my head here, Bryn, brought to my attention, is that today our cattle farmers are producing the same amount of beef in the 2020s as we are back in the mid-1970s, but with 40 million fewer head of cattle. So that really is a true sustainability story, that we can do more with less while still continuing to improve our practices related to animal care or care for the land. Those are the folks that are providing for that next generation to come back to their farms, and they want to be sustainable in their practices.
That's just another one of the stories that you can follow up on with the Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council across social media. May is Beef Month, and whether you want to join us for the Burger Bun Run this weekend up in the Manitowoc area and online, or whether you want to enjoy one of those great burger creations from our Madison area chefs starting May 20th, the Wisconsin Beef Council will keep you connected with all of those. Don't forget, beeftips.com. Get signed up for all their newsletters. Stay connected. And Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Tammy Vossen in studio with us, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. This checkoff chat brought to you not only by our beef checkoff dollars, but also our cooperating friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, Kurt and the crew. Remember, find out more about your livestock marketing auction options at equitycoop.com.